email todayradio@rte.ie.
In another day of high drama in Leinster House, there were elevations, disappointments and snubs as the government's new junior ministerial team was unveiled yesterday. Danny McConnell, political editor of the Irish Examiner, and our own Niamh Lyons joins me now. And Danny, we were talking to you yesterday about your predictions. So what was the biggest surprise for you?
I think the big surprise without question was the decision by Jim O'Callaghan not to accept the junior justice position. I think, you know, while it was clear that he was unhappy at not being included in the senior cabinet ranks, it was still, and there had been some suggestion that he wouldn't put himself forward for consideration. I think the manner in which he turned his own leader, party leader, down did catch an awful lot of people by surprise. And, you know, the strength of his statement, you know, certainly would indicate to many within the party that this is the start of a leadership bid, because I think everyone who's watching politics knows now that Micheál Martin's tenure at the party will end when he ceases to be Taoiseach. So therefore, you're into this kind of race now between maybe himself, Dara Cleary and Michael McGrath for the leadership of the party.
It is likely to be a long race, though, isn't it? I mean, no one's likely to challenge Martin before the end of his term.
No, it has echoes of the sort of race that we saw in Fine Gael between Leo Varadkar and Simon Coveney, you know, that it was the sort of phony war for about 2.5 years before it kicked off in earnest. But I think what you're likely to see now is Jim O'Callaghan, unfettered by the complications of ministerial life, clear to essentially begin the old cliched rubber chicken circuit, you know, to go around the country, meet people, press the flesh, and trying to build a support base, if that's his intention. But, you know, let's not forget, he's a very renowned and, you know, well-experienced senior counsel as well. And, you know, the exclusion from senior cabinet and the potential to earn quite a significant amount of money certainly may have been a consideration for him as well.
Niamh, what were the big surprises for you?
I think Joe McHugh, Fine Gael, turning down a position was a huge surprise, because the big talking point the last time around was the fact that that whole Western Seaboard, all the way from Limerick up to Donegal, had more or less been ignored in the senior cabinet roles. So the sense was, Joe McHugh, obviously as Education Minister, had been stood down from that position, but that certainly that region would do well to have a junior minister. Now, instead, it went to Charlie McConnell, local Fianna Fáil. So the region hasn't lost out. But I suppose there is that sense of, you know, why are certain people turning down jobs? This is kind of unprecedented. And it does show that there isn't a lot. There aren't that many jobs to go around. But the notion that certain people may even have ruled themselves out of positions in the junior team, the likes of Owen Murphy, and certainly even John Paul Phelan with the whip position that he was been offered. So people probably sending a message there that, well, as a junior minister, you are extremely busy, in often cases even busier than the cabinet minister themselves. And you get a lot of the grunt work, as we heard yesterday from John Halligan. So, you know, why take something like that for a little bit, you know, a small bit more money, when actually you can get a lot more done on the back benches?
Danny, only two women appointed by Micheál Martin, only one by Leo Varadkar. What do people make of that?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously there's been a lot of talk about redressing both the gender and the geographic balance or imbalance since the weekend, and it's clear geography trumped ability and gender. I think it's a disappointing return, particularly when such an effort has been made by the political establishment in terms of gender quotas in order to improve the representation of women at senior level in politics. I think it was surprising as well that Eamon Ryan in particular didn't appoint any, you know, like none of his three appointees were a woman. I think we were speaking yesterday, there had been an anticipation or some speculation that Nessa Harrigan might make the jump up into the junior finance ministry. That has ultimately gone to Oisín Smith. But ultimately, Eamon Ryan has apparently gone for loyalty rather than ability.
Micheál Martin didn't go for loyalty, yeah. Niamh, with notably Michael Moynihan in Cork.
Big story there, because I suppose people normally shield their disappointment. And this instance, we can tell that Michael Moynihan really is apoplectic, and he seems to be most aggrieved, because I suppose as one of those long-term loyal supporters of Micheál Martin, who was there from 2011 after their catastrophic performance, helping him to rebuild, he was also on the constituencies committee for Fianna Fáil, so he actually would have had to do a lot of the dirty work in terms of pruning tickets for locals, Europeans, imposing people, breaking bad news to people, and that was all part of that rebuilding process where they really had to find the right person rather than maybe perhaps the most well known for the job. He also would see himself as having brought through a second seat in Aengus Moynihan in his constituency. So Very disappointed in saying it's an insult to him and his community. I had heard as well that I suppose the fact that someone had turned the position down, that was obviously Jim O'Callaghan, and that he still didn't get the call up, that particularly hurt. But it'll be interesting if he comes out and says any more over the next few days, because I suppose, as with Dara Cailleary, people in the party now have been openly expressing their disappointment, and perhaps there's a bit of trouble being stored up on those backbenches for Micheál Martin.
Mary Lou MacDonald, Danny, is expected to announce her reshuffle front bench team later this afternoon. Are we expecting any sort of big shake up there? Do we have Danny? Danny's gone. Maybe you
we
could
are,
tell us.
Yeah, well, what will be interesting to see with Mary Lou MacDonald's cabinet is that if she leaves her big hitters in the same place, so you look at Louise O'Reilly in health, Owen O'Brien in housing, they are the people who, I mean, Owen O'Brien has literally written the book. So they're the people that are seen as being front and centre, Pierce Doherty in finance. But do you have to, I suppose, shake up your team? And it's a very new team and it's a big team, and it's always with Sinn Féin been about how do you manage expectations there? There's a lot of new talent coming through and a lot of new voices. So how does she use them? I would imagine you will see as well that there will be a certain element of ensuring that those regions are kind of marking each other as well. So certainly I think we'll hear some very strong voices coming through in the West, the likes of Rose Conway-Walsh, Martin Kenny, and even Claire Curran, people who may see their region as being kind of open season now. And obviously in terms of the number of positions have gone up, so there will be more people to mark because there are now 20 junior ministries as well. So there's also a bit of criticism there in Sinn Féin today. Fine Gael Senator Garrett Hearn, who has called for some of the people who attended Bobby Storey's funeral in Belfast not to come back into the Dáil, that perhaps they need to self-isolate or quarantine. But it has been noted that Mairead McGuinness of Fine Gael and Billy Kelleher of Fianna Fáil, both MEPs, did fly in from Brussels and came straight to the convention centre the other day.
Okay.
So that is perhaps a
another one to watch today. Niamh Lyons, thank you so much for joining me. And before that, Danny McConnell, political editor of the Irish Examiner. We're going to be talking to the new Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, next.